Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Robert Being a Cunt.
Just this week's episode? What have I done already?
Nothing, but if you would like to describe to the viewers what shirt I'm wearing, I was just inspired to say it based off of the t-shirt.
Oh, the Chanel C. See, I actually can't see the UNT. All I saw was the Chanel C, and I just assumed that's your usual sort of nighttime bedwear. But it's a shirt that's the Chanel logo, where the two C's are intertwined, and then afterwards is UNT, which spells Christian's favorite word.
My absolute favorite word. What's your favorite word?
Robert.
Okay, that's giving it's giving more of a name.
But it's a word. Names are words.
They are. Well, okay, that was an interesting response.
What show is this, though? You didn't say.
Oh, yes. This show is Bring It to the Runway. Holy shit. 16 episodes,
16,
girl.
16, bitch. They brought it to the runway 16 weeks, week after week after week, and we talk shit week after week after week. A whole ass season.
I know that every show, recap show, loves to bring up the fact that season 8 was like half of the amount of whatever this season is.
Uh-huh.
But like, bitch, it really did feel like, I don't know. To me, the finale, I don't want to sound like a hater, but the finale just felt very anticlimactic.
Oh, you thought? I thought this was the first or second episode all season that I saw in public. So it was really nice to be surrounded by an audience of people who were really, really engaged with it and really cheering. And so to me, it didn't feel anticlimactic. It felt like sort of a return to the drag race of days past, where, you know, the whole bar's up and giddy and living. And it was much better, I thought, than the season 11 and or the season 12 and 13 Zoom finales.
Girl, the Zoom finales.
Well, yeah, no, that was a sign of the times. But, you know, being not in Vegas, but being at least in Los Angeles, where everyone's way too into this damn show, it was just a good experience. It was fun. I liked the finale. It went by really quickly, considering there were five performances and then the lip sync and everyone's sob story and then their little quirky skits and all the to-do they always do. But, I thought it was a great time, and I am pretty lukewarm about the season in general. Like, I liked all the girls a lot, well, most of the girls a lot, but the season never really wowed me the way, you know, like for instance, season 8 did at times. So yeah, that's the point of a comparison that we're bringing. How did you feel closing it out?
I loved the looks. I will say love the looks. I wish they got more airtime, like the other queens' looks. And, I mean, the top contenders' looks were super fucking crazy. They looked so dope. They all clearly went for this showgirl vibe, right? Being that it's at the Flamingo in Vegas. So it was very clear to me that that was there. POV. So I thought that was really fun. I think, I mean, you can never have a dull moment, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. The structure was interesting to me. Like the songs that they produced were interesting and their performances. And then like, it was weird because I was rooting for Willow Pill to win, but when she won, I was like, I still felt kind of disappointed.
Oh, interesting. To me, by the end of it, I was rooting for Lady Camden to win, but I really enjoyed Willow Pill. I just thought that her winning felt like a foregone conclusion since the first episode. You know?
Is that why I felt that way, probably?
It just felt like the most expected winner. And I don't think that takes away from her win, because I think she very much deserved it. But it really, like I said earlier, there was nothing like mind-blowing or astounding or shocking from the way the finale played out, I think. And maybe that's why you walked away a little bit neutral.
Yeah, I felt very much just neutral, very much in the middle, kind of like when Joe talks about that. He's like, he just feels nothing, like doesn't hate it, doesn't love it. So
yeah.
Yeah, it was weird because I obviously wanted Willow to win, but I wasn't really like that impressed by her last performance.
No, why do they keep all those cuts of her like doing the duck walk really badly in there? I feel like that was a disservice to her, a disservice to the franchise, a disservice to voguing as a whole. Just, I think we're past that as queer people.
Yeah, like making fun of the fact that she can't do that dance, I guess. I don't know. It was just like, it's just a shtick, you know?
Well, it just doesn't feel like a winner-worthy performance if you're going to vogue, but do it like really badly, unfortunately. It didn't feel like it was meant to be campy or funny or silly. It felt like she was trying to do it.
Oh, I thought she was trying to be funny.
Maybe. Well, no one laughed.
Oh!
At my viewing party. But the girls were loud. They were like, there was definitely no one else who I guess probably could have been America's Next Drag Superstar in the title, who the crowd would have wanted as much as Willa. It was like very clear that like Willa should have won. So
where did you see the finale last night?
At Precinct. I feel like we talk up and down Precinct on this pod all the time now, but yeah, we were at Precinct. It was nice. The line was so long for some people that they had to watch the whole episode on phones outside while waiting. Because, you know, it's the finale. All the girls are up, you know, it's springtime. It was Earth Day, so you could take the train into downtown for free. And
work.
Everyone was there.
Everyone was on the train.
Yes, bitch. Everyone was on the train.
I've never been on the train here.
Not once?
Mm-mm.
Not even after, say, Summer Tramp?
No, I wasn't a part of that.
You weren't on the train that day.
Bitch, why are you bringing this up? Shall we tell the story on the pod for our listeners?
I mean, I feel like now we almost have to, but would he want us to?
Yeah, I don't think he cares. I mean, he has a very... he has a post on his Instagram where he kind of talks about it, but...
So the train in Los Angeles is all underground. And in order to get underground, obviously you have to go down an extended staircase or several escalators. And I'll let you take it from here.
And last summer, my best friend. Oh my God. Okay. Last summer.
You can cut this though. You can cut it if you.
I know. So I'm going to.
Inappropriate.
No, I'm going to talk about it. And then let's see if it makes the cut. But. You know, let's just say my best friend isn't the best dancer, but boy, can he do a death drop harder than anybody else because...
Bitch, you're so stupid.
So it was Summer Tramp. Summer Tramp is like an outdoor, like...
Circuit party.
Gay. It's not a circuit party.
Well, all the circuit gays are there, so it's basically a circuit party.
I mean, are you a circuit gay? You've been there.
No, but I like floaties and pools and water shit.
Exactly. It's like the people that throw Evita and shit. Okay, so like these queer nightlife promoters in Los Angeles that usually throw pretty fun parties where honestly, you're right, all different types of queers end up like, that's kind of like where everyone, all gays, like
it's
are.
The melting pot of queer culture is Summer Tramp.
No, but like the people who throw those events usually like Evita and whatnot. So like you'll get the circuit gays, you'll get like the WeHo gays, you'll get the more queer gays, you'll get the East Side gays, whatever. They'll come from all over. And we should really do a classification guide of gays in LA. That would be funny.
Girl, no. Continue with your story. Okay,
so then they throw this event called Summer Tramp. And, you know, it was outdoors. It's always a good time. Robert, describe the party.
It's effectively your dream summer camp party for a gay queer where no one's wearing a shirt, I guess, if you're into that. There's a ton of raised pools, a ton of inflatable water slides, slip and slides, lots of alcohol, obviously, perpetually bubbles in the air, lots of foam, little
fun
hot
music.
Tub situations, bumping music, just... Usually if it happens at Pershing Square, you have all the city surrounding you. So it's just a fun, cool little vibe. Lots of glitter, lots of string, just lots of foolishness, really.
Yeah, a really colorful, fun party in the middle of downtown. And it's really cool being surrounded by, you know, not that we have like notable architecture necessarily, but it's cool seeing the city skyline and stuff. So last summer, obviously, everybody was going hard because we were in a pandemic. And so we didn't have parties like this. And
just you guys are in a pandemic.
Well, no, I'm saying like, because of the pandemic, this was during the time where people were finally like doing more activity and like people mm-hmm. were really excited and eager. So my bestie and some of our friends, I was supposed to go with them. Usually I've gone to this event with him, and this time around it was a 2-day event. So he went the first day. I didn't end up going. I was like, oh, I'll go the last day. Usually it's like more fun on Sunday. I intended on going, didn't end up going for whatever reason. And that night, I get a phone call that my best friend fell 2 whole fucking stories on to the train platform from the escalator. And I've seen the video of it. It is horrible. It is horrifying. Yeah, it was like a complete nightmare. And it was like terrifying, you know? And one of our really good friends who was with him works in surgery. So he's like sees blood and crazy shit all the time. And he sounded very concerned. So that's why I was very concerned. And then we get to the hospital and my friend's face was pretty much completely broken. And the doll is still healing, you know, from an incident that happened almost a full year ago in August. So
damn, it has been a full year now.
Almost a full year. And so it was just crazy. It was scary. It was a miracle. My friend, one, was alive. 2, has no disability from it, no permanent damage, nothing to his brain, especially with how much blood he lost and, you know, how much he broke. That bitch is a tough cookie. Let's just say a lot of Angel's wings were broken on the way down, honey.
Do you think he'll come to Summer Tramp with us in August?
Yeah, girl, we got to face the fear. We'll take an Uber.
Exposure therapy.
We'll take an Uber instead of the train.
Well, so that's how we got around. Yes. Yeah, so basically the train. If you're going to take the train, take it slowly. Take it chill. Take it nice. Don't be hurling yourself down.
And you know what's crazy? It is worth saying that my friend was actually being the responsible one, was like, hey, guys, it's still early. Like, it's 7:30. It's 8 o'clock. Like, we should head out. Let's go back to Hollywood and just chill because, you know, like, we have work and shit. So, you know, he thought he was doing the right thing by going home early, and he wasn't even drunk. That's what Corey said. He was tipsy, but he wasn't that fucked up. But luckily for those tips, bitch, that's what kept him loose and helped him not stiffen up and break more shit on the way down. So be careful when you're riding the train. Moral of the story.
That is the moral of the story.
Especially when you're going to events downtown.
Yes, it went a long way to get there, but that's the whole point. If you're going to take the train to Precinct or downtown in general or anywhere, do so with intention and watch where your feet are going.
Yeah. Well, let's get into these looks, Robert. We're going to do the whole cast looks, and then we will get into the finale, participant looks. Yeah? Sounds good to you?
Let's get bumping.
Starting with June Jambalaya, she is wearing a incredible gold sequin applique, kind of like lace, if that's possible, long-sleeved mock neck gown. I mean, her goal really is to like elevate the Real Housewives look. She looks like a trophy wife. She looks beyond polished, hair, makeup, all of it. Exceptional. What do you think?
Yeah, I think she looks pretty much flawless. The only thing that I think is maybe not so great is just concept. It's a pink carpet look, and I don't think it requires a concept, but a lot of girls brought concept to this runway, if you call it that. So I guess the only thing is that it's just gorgeous. If being just gorgeous is not enough, I don't know. But it's gorgeous. Sorry, gorgeous.
For me, I see it as like, there's a difference between concept and then just fully being costume. And costume is different. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, it is intertwined with fashion, but I can appreciate this look because it's not a costume. Not everything has to be conceptual. Sometimes you can just wear real clothes. And I do feel like in the drag community, it does steer campy, obviously, which can obviously go into costume territory. And I just remember Gigi Good's season where she was like, I'm a fashion queen. I'm a fashion queen. And I was like, no, girl, you're a costume queen. That's not the same shit. Like, you wore costumes every fucking runway for the most part. There were some few moments that I was like, okay, bitch, I see it now. But for the most part, it was costumey. And that's not the same thing as a fashion designer. That's like being a costume designer.
Definitely. So
anyways, I can appreciate that it's not. It doesn't have to be conceptual every time. Sometimes you could just be a really good fucking drag artist.
For sure. And it's really good drag. It's excellent, really.
How uncomfortable do you think this bitch was sitting down?
I thought actually she'd be more comfortable because beyond the pads, she also has a 1.5 inch of train to, you know, keep her cozy on her tush.
This bitch. This, but yeah, like you can't, but the thing is you don't want to put weight on sequin and lace like this. And, you know, that looks like a delicate, expensive textile. And, you know, you don't want to fuck up your gown and shit. But I mean, Imagine how crunchy that shit looks under the train. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, it just, for sure. I'm sure there's also, she also just leaves a trail of glitter and sequin, like a snail, just wherever she goes. Just
her mucin.
Oh, you know science, bitch.
Yes. Well, speaking of science, honey, moving on to Alyssa Hunter, your favorite, your trait of the season, the apple of your eye, Robert.
Really, the apple of everyone's eyes. Like, I would not be held responsible for claiming being the only one who claimed Alyssa Hunter was hot. Everyone saw it. They knew.
Well, let's get into her look. Is it referencing that bitch from Emperor's New Groove? The
Yzma?
One that Eartha Kitt played? Yes.
I don't think so, because Yzma's look is usually more purple, a little bit more ghastly, a bit. And this is not that. This is, it's almost adjacent to possibly some type of carnival with the green and the yellow feathers. Like, it's almost giving Mardi Gras a touch.
Oh yeah, I see.
I don't know if there's like a clear reference here that she may have said it on the red carpet, but I wasn't there, so I didn't hear her. But I do know that she had all that money stored away in the fan. So when she opened up the fan, she reminded us all about her busted ass money gun.
Alyssa, let it go, girl. Let that shit go, honey.
She did. She's good now. I think she's fresh. She's moved on.
Well, Alyssa Hunter is wearing, like Robert is describing, it's almost like a distressed. So she has on these distressed feathers that are yellow and turquoise, and they are throughout the gown. But it's, how do I describe this? So she has on a black sequin scalloped effect on nude gown. Beautiful. It's really pretty. Matching fan. And then she has on like this, not a cape, but this crazy exaggerated collar that goes behind her completely. And her arms, there's holes in there to cut through for her arms. And it is nude. And there's like a sheer black organza over it, and it almost looks like smoke. It's really pretty, actually. And I feel like it's giving like this smoked out showgirl, maybe. I don't know. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
I got kite.
Like, a kite that fell, that burned down and fell.
Yeah, and it just happened. Her hands were up, and the kite just fell right on her arms, and she was chilling. She was like, this is a grand effect.
Well, I think she looks really cool. I like it. I love this textile. It's beautiful. I love this black and nude effect on her. I think she looks really cool. I like it.
The black and nude looks great. She looks great. The only thing I don't care for are the shopping bags attached to her hip.
Yes, yes.
Why does she have sandbags there? I'm confused.
Yeah, so she has on like a yellow silk ribbon attachment on the hip. And I'm overseeing that shit too. Like,
yeah,
attachments to the hip area. Like, yeah, we get it. You're creating that mermaid gown effect, whatever, those hip pads. You're accentuating the waist, but it's just not always effective. So it's like, let's stop with that trend too. That is a drag trend I'm over.
Overall, do you pump it or dump it?
I pump it though.
Yeah, I pump it.
Yeah. Speaking of drag trends that I wish could be over, the next one is a Disney reference to Beauty and the Beast, Miss Cornbread, the snack jeté, who usually I live for, but girl, what? Why is she the beast in this? I like the dress. I think her body and the proportions, this dress is very well made. I will say that. So she has on a Belle costume.
Yes.
And she is the beast. And she has on the big red rose.
And she stole Bosco's horns.
Yes, which I love the wig, actually. I love like when they make horns in cool shapes with the hair, actually. But I don't know why she did the beast makeup. I don't know why she had to go so literal. What was the concept here, Robert? Why would she want to be Beauty and the Beast?
Because she's both the beauty and the beast. So she's just saying that her drag is an extension of both components of any individual.
You know what? This bitch really likes Disney, actually, because I just remembered when I saw her perform last, like a month ago or more, this bitch did like a fucking under the sea lobster Sebastian moment.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, I'd say that it might not even be that like Cornbread's a Disney gay. It could just be that she knows that those are going to be crowd pleasers. Because everyone's seen most of these movies at some point in their lives. So everyone's going to get the reference. So then everyone's going to celebrate it. I feel like it's an easy way out almost to pick a concept is to just do like a Maleficent, an evil queen. A even Beauty and the Beast here. The uncourageous lion from The Wizard of Oz from this, the makeup. What is it called? The Cowardly Lion. That's him.
The uncourageous lion.
remember who you are, Simba, and you're not a coward.
Yeah, girl. No, this, I just don't understand why she would apply this concept at all, really.
I mean, it could have just hit her at some point. She was like, I just want to do a
something really bold
type of thing. Yeah, I can see why she did this. I don't really care for it particularly because I've never really cared for the Beauty and the Beast. Like, ooh, she reads books. Ooh, he's broody. Who cares, dude? But I like the rose, even though it looks kind of cheap.
Right, me too. I actually like the rose. Yeah, I mean, I guess, girl, go apply for Disneyland and let the children come up and hug you and take pics with you, honey.
you won't be the one doing it, that's for sure.
Nope. Mm-mm. But
she should have done Princess Ariel with Eric because he's hot at least.
Anyways, I'm over this look. For me, I don't even know. Like, I mean, this is the thing. At least she did it. You know, she like committed with it. She committed to the look. She committed to the look is what I'm saying. Why are you laughing?
I just love that. I love that you're the best thing that you could say about the look was, well, at least she did it.
Well, it's true. Like, if you're going to commit to a concept, like, I think the makeup, the prosthetic work looks really good in the face. I think the makeup is really strong. I don't think it's I wish it would have stood out more and been brighter because under all these lights, why would you want to, you know, darken it up so much? Because then you're not shining through. I wish it was more about her and her, like, she does have a pretty iconic mug, I would say. Her face is really... it stands out. So I wish it was more about her, but you know, whatever, hide behind a costume.
Damn. Well, I actually decided to take this another concept direction. I've decided that because she's playing Belle and I'm remembering that beginning of the movie when they're like, bonjour, bonjour. And that reminds me of Dita Ritz walking into the room, looking the best anyone has ever looked, like, bonjour ladies. Or wait, is that what she says?
She does say something.
Bonjour,
like that.
Ladies. And that's probably what Cornbread was paying homage to right here. You just have to think about it.
Oh, yeah,
it
I'm so sure.
Everyone stands Dita Ritz. They know. Even when Aquaria walked in, she said, bonjour, ladies, as an homage to the OG queen herself, Dita Ritz.
Well, yeah, sure. Anyway,
Didita Ritz. Thank you, Cornbread. What a great journey you took me on.
Pump for Dita Ritz for sure, for Dita. But for this, I'm like, eh, whatevs. Okay, next we have Orion's Story. Orion's Story has on this like pink foo dog. Like, what the fuck is this animal on her?
I think it's the Never Ending Story.
Yeah, the fucking pink cloud dog thing from Never Ending Story, but has on these black little horns, these cute little fish scales. And I just don't really like the mouth on the plush animal that she has on, because it looks mean. And I feel like the dog, the flying dog shit from fucking Never Ending Story was like more approachable. Like, it looked friendlier.
It's been a billion decades and a half since I've seen the Neverending Story, but I do remember the dog do be vibing. And this dog's vibing too, though.
Yeah, but it looks kind of mean. And she has on this multi-color, kind of like Poochie-esque, Cavalli-esque, maybe. That might be giving her too much credit. But this multicolor textile that's very wavy. This print is fun. And it's just a high slit long gown with a glove on one side. And is her arm in the plush toy? Like, she had to commit to wearing this shit all day on her arm?
That's what it looked like, yeah.
Damn, bitch. Her pits are hot, honey. Her hands are probably very warm. Yeah, in Vegas, that's exactly what we need, is more warmth.
Oh, shit. Good point. Damn. Well, it's the spring, so they must have been fine. Like, it was probably only like 98 degrees.
Yeah. Well, and she has on this very soft, dark, dark hair, though, but just a soft, very woman. And she has on really pretty makeup. I really like her makeup. I like this look a lot, actually. I think it's really cool. I don't really understand it, but I think visually it looks really striking. I love the colors and I love the mixing of the textiles. What do you think, Robert?
I think it's fun. I just kind of got Katy Perry from it all.
Oh, I could see that.
I'm not really like a Katy Perry arena, so I don't really care either way, but it did feel very, was it California Girls, the one with all this cotton candy and sweets and stuff? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it felt like that. And her hair and her eye makeup, in particular, the blue eyeshadow and the way that she's making her face in the screenshot, it just all gives me firework.
I really love her makeup.
What's another Katy Perry song? I don't know, Hot and Cold.
Teenage Dream.
Oh, that was a song.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pump it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's a pump.
Yeah, it's a pump. It's interesting. It's interesting stuff. So I'm about it.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll watch the Neverending Story again.
Maybe. Next, we have Matty Morphosis wearing this Elvis, inspired bodysuit, long sleeve bodysuit, stoned, with the Elvis cape and the red bedazzled bustier, like, bra, hiking her titties up to her chin, and this black Elvis inspired updo. I mean, tell us you're a straight drag queen without telling us you're a straight drag queen.
No, really. I was going to say, like, is there anything more heterosexual and heteronormative than an Elvis homage? I don't think
so.
Yeah.
And honestly, it really does look like she fucking borrowed this costume from someone that's on the strip.
T. Maybe that is what happened. Maybe she lost her costume the day of and she had to just scramble on the street to find something. And the Elvis impersonator down the row was just like, yo, you can grab this. You look like you're about my size.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess on brand for her. I'm not really into it, but like, I feel like Vegas tacky stuff is like her brand. Like, her reunion look was kind of like very Guy Fieri. Like, you know, those are her references. Oh, God. Straight people are so fucking weird.
Guy Fieri is definitely my favorite Vegas showgirl.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about this except that it's a dump for me.
It's a dump. Also, not like in a horrible, terrible way, but just like in a, God, could you pick a more tired reference point?
Right, right. It's just like, again, costumey. This is a costume.
when I went to go watch a movie that I won't say its name because it was awful. I saw a preview for the new Elvis biopic and I was like, girl, if you all really cannot let this man die. Like, chill. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Elvis is not my... Elvis is just not... I don't know. Is what do millennials feel about Elvis? I would like to know.
I don't really have an opinion on him.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter. Matty Morphosis is the one on trial today and thumbs down.
What movie was it? Why can't you say the name of the movie?
Because it was like so bad that if I say it, everyone's going to groan and be like, no shit, that was bad, Robert. You're an idiot.
Wait, tell me. Bitch, this show is about talking shit and criticizing things. Let's go. Okay,
well, I'm not trying to get embroiled in no J.K. Rowling controversy, but it was the Secrets of Dumbledore movie where the secret is that Dumbledore's gay. But girl, the whole fucking fandom knew that. So what's the tea?
Are you serious? They're still doing Harry Potter shit?
Yeah, they are.
Girl, can we just get original? Like, why the fuck does everything have to be... Like, let shit die. Let shit be over with. I'm so annoyed. No, bitch. It's like, okay, an Elvis biopic, another one, another one. Really? This is what the fucking film industry wants to put money into when we have all these brilliant, young, talented creators? We should be funding their fucking projects, not another biopic on another tired story that we already fucking know. Let's see, what else? Fucking more Harry Potter bullshit, as if the Harry Potter films were even that good. They really weren't. What else? I watched all of them and I was like, let's see. What else am I fucking tired of? Marvel shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, really? Like, it's never really done that well enough that it's like actually worth fucking... What, like, Spider-Man, like, really, like, what? Again, what else? Like, really?
None of that is very you, though. Like,
remaking Disney shit, like, why? Yeah, I guess nerdy shit isn't me.
And I'm not even arguing against your point. Like, obviously, I agree, but some of those, like, I'll just go watch them because, hey, it's a 2.5-hour block. I have a 4-hour window of time to fill. Why not go watch and see what the fuck gay ass Dumbledore is up to? He wasn't up to much. I'll say that. He spent the whole movie doing half smiles and crying to the bad guy, being like, I love you. I love you. And I'm like, bitch, get over it.
Wait, who was his lover?
His name's Grindelwald. He's basically like Wizard Hitler. It's like takes place in like the 30s or some shit. The old times.
And he was in love with him?
Yeah, it was like alluded to in the last Harry Potter book. I don't need to do that whole lore dive, but it's like a thing. So it's like a tragic gay love story where Dumbledore is like sad because his lover like wants to like eradicate all the non-magic folk. It's like, girl, priorities, man.
Girl, maybe we really do need a don't say gay bill in this country, girl. Just kidding. I'm joking. Absolutely not, you guys. Queer rights. Anyways.
Even for Dumbledore.
Even for that fag. Okay.
It didn't even show him getting on Grindr or the 1930s equivalent. Like, let the man truly be gay.
What was very queer about, like, was there any, like, really, anything that really stood out in the film that was, like, truly queer?
No, of course not. It was just, like, one or two line drops, and then sometimes they looked at each other and they look sad. And then, man, it was so damn gay, derogatory, when the final battle happened, and then they... like ended the battle with their hands on each other's hearts, looking longingly into each other. I'm like, bitch, fight. Like,
if you're going to make a movie about someone's secret being their fucking sexuality, first of all, that already bothers me. That's already problematic in itself.
That was one of the secrets. There were two secrets.
What the fuck was the other secret? Victoria? Was Victoria's secret finally revealed?
Victoria Justice arrived on set with her fucking wand. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Just wanted to let everyone know that we all sing.
Okay, bitch. Hufflepuff head ass, bitch.
You still remember that, though.
If we were in one of the houses, which one would we be?
You know where we'd both be.
I don't know
be.
Harry Potter that well, so I wouldn't know where the fuck I'd be. Dead
you
ass.
Would definitely be in Slytherin, dead ass.
Why?
Because that's where the ambitious, cunning girls go who are a little Machiavellian, don't really care like about the ends justifying the means, or they do... The ends justify the means. So to them, it's more or less about what you want and the fact that you're going to go out and get it. And that's very you.
I respect that answer, and I'm thankful that you said that because I think they have the fiercest logo color. The branding is the best for you like Slytherin. Snacks?
Oh, yeah. They do have that emerald green, bitch. Mm-hmm.
I love that. I think I look great in their colors. And, you know, I would get... for the listeners who don't know me or haven't known me for a long time, I used to be a platinum blonde Barbie for a while, and Malfoy was always the reference. I literally remember the first time I bleached my hair. I actually was for Coachella like 7 years ago. I told my cousin, I said, bitch, Malfoy platinum, bitch. That's how fucking ghastly I want to look.
I'm so slayed.
Pale on pale, honey.
She said, say no more. And then there you were.
And I got it. Mm-hmm.
So dove. I can't with that.
Which house are you in, bitch? You're a Ravenclaw head asshole.
Well, hoes always say that shit, but then I take the test and then it's like, you're a Slytherin. And I'm like, am I really though? Like, I don't want to hang out in the dungeons. It's dark down there, girl. I like sunlight. I'm going to try to, I guess I'd be fine with Ravenclaws, but like the thing is that like, hanging out with other people who are obsessed with just being smart, like, gets kind of tiring, you know? Like, at least if you're hanging out with the Slytherin girls, like, shit's gonna be spicy.
Yeah, girl, we're bitchy.
Anyways, how the hell did we get here? Talking about Elvis is how we got to the Slytherin common room. Let's move on to another fun concept that's highly original.
Okay, I actually do like this, though. Even though I just talk shit on costumes and concepts and Marvel, this is Miss Tranos herself, honey. That's what she said, right? Tranos?
Yeah. No, you said it right.
Yeah. Miss Carrie Colby, the apple of my eye, my absolute season favorite. I just can't get enough of her. She looks so fucking cute. She's wearing this, like, metal look, maybe it is metal, just body situation, covering her titties with this gold plate, her tummy, and then she has on these like hip belty thingies, and a gold panty, the nude gladiator, gold gladiator kneecap moment, this crazy arm detail. Everything is stoned. She has on a really dope collar necklace, shoulder details. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Bosco's metal bot. Remember Sex Bot runway situation?
Yeah, but I can see this on Bosco for sure. Mm-hmm,
but this is gold and it's a one piece. It's clearly multiple pieces, but it's, you know. And she has on this really cool glove. Really dope hair and a cape. What did you think, Robert? I think she looks super fucking fierce.
I'm slayed by this really cool glove. Do you know the reference?
No, I don't, because I don't watch comic book shit.
Okay. Well, don't get
okay,
mad.
I will say, let me out myself. I love anything that has to do with the Joker. So the DC, okay. I'm more of a DC gay.
Okay. I vibe with that. So in all those Marvel movies that they made like a bajillion, they were all leading up to this glove, which is basically, you see those little gemstones on it? Every gay boy mm-hmm. loves gemstones. I know you noticed those. Those are like the gemstones that like control like time and the mind and space and all that other like theoretical bullshit. And when you have all those gemstones in one place, you could basically get to do whatever you want with... basically all the power of the universe. I'm not describing it super well. Some nerd is going to correct me, and they probably should. But the point is that like Thanos used that glove once he had acquired all the stones, and then he snapped, and then half the population of the universe just like turned into dust and they were gone. And then that was the end of the movie. It was actually kind of a gag. But so Thanos is also purple. He looks like the purple people eater kind of, or like that chicken McNugget guy from the old McDonald's ads. And so I wish Carrie had incorporated some purple into the look, but the Infinity Gauntlet itself is iconic enough that it carries the look. And I also read that her hair designer, like completely stole this Pan Dulce style, but I guess that's not that important because she looks fine.
I mean, I've seen you can't really steal something that, I have fully seen this in like paintings and shit, like old art and stuff. This is just, that's not like anything that like crazy. It's just a very well sculpted wig. It's made really well, but I don't know why. So really they're claiming that like something was stolen.
Like
from,
because when you see the two, I don't have the names or the Instagram handles or anything, but when you look at the two pictures side by side, you do realize
it does look,
it's exactly the same wig. But at the end of the day, I think Carrie learned that and then came correct and then made sure to credit the artist of the original wig. So I think everything is fine and happy in Wigland right now. I don't know what Serena Chacha's up to next, but we'll see.
Damn, girl.
Work. It's a pump. It's a pump. And I'm upset that I don't remember the function of all the names of all the stones, but what can you do?
Yeah, well, I'm not that interested in it anymore. Okay. Next, Jasmine Kennedy wearing this gorgeous emerald green or deep forest green. Talk about Slytherin, honey. She has on this big blonde fucking wavy ass hair. It's a deep V-neck cut. And it's off the shoulder on one side. Single, no sleeve on one side, so it's asymmetrical. And then she has on this big shoulder pad, long sleeve, stoned, beautiful, and then a high thigh slit with like matching ostrich feathers. Really pretty, really nice gown. Kind of reminds me of Armani a little bit. Beautiful.
I see that. Yeah, it's pretty. It's nice. It's very simple.
The hair is too much for me. I will say, like, I don't love crazy exaggerated hair like this personally, but it's drag, you know? So I just feel like it's a lot with that one shoulder pad. Maybe if the dress was completely off the shoulder, then I could appreciate the hair a little bit more. But regardless of that, she still looks exceptional.
Yeah, she looks great. The only thing that I don't like is the open leg. I feel like every dress has an open leg now, and I'm just kind of over it. Like, maybe they should put the slit somewhere else. Like, put it in the back. That'd be great. I wouldn't see it, but that'd be great.
Well, babes, part of it is function, you know?
The girls need to walk. That's true.
Yes, yes. So, anyways, next, speaking of function, ooh, this bitch looks like she's the function. Deja Sky. My Little Pony, honey, in the flesh. She is giving us this magenta showgirl feather and headpiece. And it's has like the yellow cap, chin strap. I don't know if it's super flattering, but that fucking mug is painted. She looks so good. And it's a yellow sequin bodysuit with like fringe details, matching opera length gloves, and she has on this little like train. I don't really love the look. I think she looks really pretty though. What do you think?
I think the strawberry lemonade of it all is just a bit too sweet for me. Like the yellow's too yellow and the pink is too pink.
I like that though. That's the thing. I actually usually do like Deja's strong color choices. They're very bold, but I feel like she does make them look cheap. So maybe that's why you don't love it. I love that you're saying strawberry lemonade. I get it. I get what you're saying.
That plus the nude illusion does work fairly well. I just don't know why she lined the nude illusion with gemstones that made me realize that a nude illusion was there. Like it could have passed a little bit better if I didn't see it bedazzled, but regardless, I think it's a perfectly serviceable look. I do think that she could have done more for the finale. It definitely just feels like
a dance costume
that she should have 5 or 6 other bitches lined up with her wearing the same thing, kicking their legs up.
Yeah.
And so for that, I kind of dump it because it doesn't feel individual or unique or special. It just feels off the rack, strange.
Right. It's not giving can.
No, it's not. It's giving cannot.
Yeah. Sorry, Deja. I love you, but your style choices, girl, are perpetually questionable. Next, we have Georgiana, honey. There if you want to be a showgirl, bitch. I mean, dripping in jewels. She's just the little silver chandelier we never knew we needed. Very Cher, showgirl, inspo. I love that she did the red lip with this. And it just looks great. She knows her body. She's not going to wear something that's going to overwhelm her and overempower her frame. She is wearing the garment. The garment will not wear her, which I just want to point out because it's very easy for her to get lost in a silhouette or in clothing. So I think she's very smart with her choices. And because she's so tiny. And Georges is, you know, just dripping in jewels. Love it. She looks great.
She's looking good. I just also feel like I've seen this look already on a dress.
Totally.
It's always a good look, though. It's always sweet. I really love that Georges, being so tiny, wore plumage that when they all lined up on stage in the middle of the losing is the new winning number, it was fun to see Georges actually being the tallest one there, head to toe, just because of the, yet again, I think another dead ostrich on her head. But
she loves her avestruz. The doll loves her avestruz.
She really does. And we love Georges, so it is what it is. I just wish I knew where she was hiding her blunt. I can't see it. Don't see any pockets.
Oh, really?
I mean, do you see any pockets?
No, but bitch, I bet that bitch is red for sure, honey.
Oh, damn. Like, she popped probably like a 50 milligram gummy before the filmings happened. And then she just stood there like,
For sure.
Pump Georgie, because how could I leave the season giving Georges a dump in the end?
That'd be right. So giving trash. Your little cousin a dump. You can't.
I know she'd catch my ass at the next reunion.
Mm-hmm. Well, next, Angeria. Wow. I mean, bitch took up the whole fucking frame. I mean, she said, bitch, you want to give me the theme of showgirl carnival? She is a sapphire beauty. The platinum blonde hair updo, I don't know if I love that. I think it would look cool if she just did brown or black, maybe. But maybe I do. Maybe she did test it out and this was able to highlight and bring focus to the center. Yeah. So maybe it was smart of her, actually, because it did bring focus to her face, actually. So it was very smart on her end. I mean, just polished. I mean, what the fuck can you say except that this bitch looks incredible?
I wonder if, like, there was a breeze and if that would cause her to just, like, fly away. That's just right. That's a lot of shit strapped to her back.
That's the one thing I will say. I don't love a look that makes me feel uncomfortable when I look at it, if that makes sense. Like,
it is overwhelming.
It is. I'm just like, okay, girl, like, was it worth it? You know? But, girl, way to make an entrance. Very grand.
Yeah, very, very, probably one of the biggest and grandest looks we've ever seen. Just super ornate and exquisite and obviously dumb expensive. So I hope she got her money's worth out of that rental.
Oh, my God. Well, next we have, I think this was my favorite look of the night. And it is Bosco in this purple dragon. It reminds me of Syro, the game.
Spyro? Remember that?
Spyro, there we go. Spyro, the little Syro. That's the fucking queer male.
What?
Not male, but...
Girl, what are you... Why did you just do that twice?
Syro is a brand for heels made for usually cis males with big feet. You know, just people with big feet, but like it,
yeah,
kind of their niche is like gay men
who play Spyro the Dragon.
Well, the brand is Syro and it's a queer Brooklyn based Asian owned brand that is amazing and they make incredible shoes and RuPaul wears them all the time. And that's why I said Syro instead of Spyro. Mm-hmm. But Spyro, did you not get that with the fucking copper orange hair, the dragon horns, the purple dragon wings? This, oh my God, this looks very expensive. It just looks very nice, very well made. The stone detail on the wings, the gown itself is beautiful. It has the front slit. There you go, Robert. You're seeing a slit not placed on the thigh. So she listened. And it's just beautifully made, well done. The plumage detail. I mean, she just looks so striking. Her body looks incredible. She looks like a star. I really love this look on her.
I think she looks good. I think I didn't get Spyro because I've been primed with all these other Disney adjacent references or just straight up Disney references. And so I thought that it was the Maleficent as a dragon from Sleeping Beauty. Or
I would be able Enchanted. To see that if the color combo was black and purple.
As opposed to purple and purple?
This is like purple and blue.
I guess that is a deep, dark blue that the dress is in. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And the plumes are blue.
I don't know.
They're two different shades of blue. The sequin is, the stoning is blue. The only thing that's purple that's making you think that the whole thing is purple is the webbing detail on the dragon wings.
It's giving me Mega Charizard, but regardless, Mega Charizard Y, I think. But
you fucking Pokégay.
It's very specific. You would know, if you knew what I was talking about, you'd say, yes, bitch, you're so right. But I think she looks great. I love that red hair on her.
Oh, I love copper. Copper hair is not easy to pull off.
It's
copper hair is not easy to pull off. And I just love when a girl does the copper. Like, it's one of my favorite. Gigi Good used to do it very well, too. She still does it well, I would say.
I was going to say, it's just used to, damn.
No, but I'm saying on her season, she did it very well. She's
when Rue wears copper, she looks phenomenal.
Oh, God, I fucking love copper hair on RuPaul, too. Yeah, I love copper hair because it's not easy to pull off. And when it's done well, it's just definitely worth commending.
Let's roll up to that person who gave you the Draco Malfoy and say, we want copper, bitch. I actually, there was this gay at the gym years ago who had copper hair that I really did want to ask him how he got it done because he had somewhat of a similar skin tone to me and it looked really fucking good on him.
Bitch, one color I'm never going to forget, my colorist telling me, and girl, tell the girls how often I would get my hair dyed. I always had.
Like every other week or so, like no, you were on that Joey J, girl.
Every 4 to 6 weeks, I went to get my color done. I always had great hair color, and I was, you know, as an insecure younger 20-something, early 20-year-old gay in LA, I definitely had pride in knowing that all these gays DIY hair color always looked shit. And it was always clockable and it never looked good. And they just looked sloppy and messy. It rarely looked good, I should say.
Damn.
But my shit was always like, oh my God, did you do it yourself? No, I didn't. Because guess what? I respect hair professionals and I'm not a hair professional. And I'm not going to dye my own hair and think that I'm serving a fucking look when I'm not. You're serving a pile of shit on your head and I'm serving cotton candy pink, bitch.
Damn, girl.
I am serving beauty. I am
you better
serving
unionize.
Excellence. I am serving excellence, and these fucking faggots out here with their fucking botched, uneven color, fucking, anyways, but my colorist,
what was that for?
Just to say that I'm very passionate about color, hair color, but my colorist would always say, two colors I will never dye your hair, bitch, black, and then he said, red. Or any shade of red, because those two are, one, super difficult to maintain. Two, he goes, bitch, you always, always want to go back to platinum blonde after whatever color you do. And he goes, and that's some shit that we'd have to start completely over and we'd have to shave it all off and whatever. But yeah, you can't really, you're not going to get a really good dye job over certain color choices. And that's on you. You got to think ahead when it comes to this stuff. But copper girl is, for me, I would never. Maybe I should try it.
I will say that if I could give you, impart upon you the memory of the gay who I'm talking about, you'd be like, yeah, that's a good look. It was a good look.
No, I believe you. I believe that it looked really good on them. And I don't know, girls, should we be copper girls this summer?
Maybe copper at summer tramp.
Have you ever dyed your hair?
Yeah, one time I dyed half of it black.
Your hair's already black.
My hair's actually dark brown. And if you saw it in the sunlight, you would notice that it has very clear red highlights. So when I dyed half of it black, you could kind of not see that as well. So it was a very subtle, different thing. And I thought it was fun. I had an earring at the time, too. So it was just...
Work. Who is she? Y'all, that's...
A different version of me.
That's a lot for Robert. Let me just say, bitch. That is doing a lot for her.
I miss my earring, though, actually. I've been reconsidering getting her back, but who knows?
I don't know if I can picture you with one.
It was usually just be a stud. I don't know that I'm a dangly earring type of hoe. But
girl, could you picture me with earrings? Danglies.
Yeah. I could see you with the little Mexican baby diamond studs.
Honestly, no offense, but like I just think those look so faggoty and trashy, like on anybody, like on anybody. And if you're not gay, it just really does not look cute on you. I personally don't like it.
Eminem.
I mean, my roommate Victor, my homegirl for a long time, he just got his ears pierced not that long ago. Like I want to say sometime within the last 6 months. And I just remember being like, okay, choices, girl. I sorry, friend. I don't think they look good on you. And maybe it's the cheap earrings that you put in them that just that doesn't look good. But girl, please, girl, if you're going to make a statement, at least make it correct, honey, because it's just not it for me.
Damn, you woke up today just over
being it real,
all.
Being real.
Real aggressive.
Christian, you're not being real. You're just being a cunt. That's just what you're being. Anyways, well, I did wear the right shirt this morning, honey.
Yes, you did. That's why you're like this. But let's go on to the true cunt of the season, who I've enjoyed fairly.
Me too. I don't know why bitches have been hating on one of the people trying to make entertaining television.
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, let the girl be mad. It makes me happy.
Yeah. Girl, okay, let's see. I love to hypothesize us being on Drag Race together.
Oh, my God. Here
we
goes.
Go for it. Okay, I would either get the diabetic edit for sure, or the Jasmine talks too much edit and is annoying edit. So you know, let's be real. I would get the diabetic edit, or I would get the Jasmine edit, and then if you and I were on the season together, we would for sure get the Raja and Delta edit. The house, bitch. We would for sure. No,
I would get the Delta edit where I just spend the whole season complaining, and I'm like. Yeah. Please pick me, Ru.
I think you and I would both be very Delta energy, bitch. And then, but also I'd be heavy Carmen and you'd be heavy Manila too. I'd be like, I mean, we're Heathers. Heather's going to win. Fuck the boogers. Okay. Like, you know, for
Can
sure.
Can I do a switcheroni on you real quick? As I mentioned, I went speed dating on Thursday and a couple of my friends decided to come with me and we walked up in that.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch,
Sean
like,
told me last night. I saw that bitch at like 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning.
I was talking about onion rings all night at the club and Sean was like, yeah, let's go get some. And then I get all these pictures in the morning of y'all eating onion rings and I'm not there. What kind of bullshit is
that? Why didn't you come? Why didn't you come with her? It was down the street from your house, literally.
I was otherwise engaged, but...
Oh, wait, bitch. I want to hear about the engagement. Oh, also, save the speed dating talk. Because I want to talk to you about that on my other podcast. I actually want to interview you guys about what that's like. But
Let me just give a quick... Yeah. The reason why I was bringing that up was because we rolled up into speed dating looking like fucking Rolaska talks, like not talking to anyone else, just the three of us out here like...
Wait, who went? Sean, you?
And Franco.
Oh, yeah. Y'all... Okay. Three non-friendly faggots became friends.
What do you mean? Sean is very friendly.
No,
and
you guys
I'm
are
also
no, listen,
very friendly.
You are all very friendly. You are all very friendly when someone has either been vetted for you guys in advance, you guys have been prefaced with who they are, or you guys... I wouldn't say you guys go somewhere and you guys like go out of your way to talk to people. That's
well,
what
no,
I'm saying.
Because we usually go somewhere to hang out with each other. So what's the jush? Like, duh, I'm not at the bar like making friends with everyone around me because I already have friends. I have too many. Like, I'm the
y'all are big Rolaska Talks energy, you three.
Well, we didn't mean to be it, but I told them. They were like, hey, do you want a carpool? And I was like, no, you can't show up to speed dating with two friends because then everyone's just going to think you're clicky. And they're like, yeah, but like gas prices. And I was like, you got a good point.
Girl, definitely worth carpooling too, bitch. Where was it?
In Westwood, we thought we were going to meet like doctors and fucking losers.
You bitches actually, really thought you guys were going to get some UCLA dick, honey. Some UCLA professionals. Y'all got cafeteria ladies. Y'all got janitors. y'all got, what else you get from UCLA?
I have no issue with no damn cafeteria ladies or janitors if they were up in the STK Steakhouse speed dating event.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, it was at STK.
Oh, now you're into it.
Well, bitch. Yeah, I mean, I love
it. Was the damn student union at UCLA?
Okay, Robert, can I tell you about my STK story? That this just happened, like, for Jessica's birthday. So it was in March.
Are we still on Bosco? But continue.
Girl, it was so embarrassing. I'm surprised we didn't get kicked out of the fucking restaurant. Bitch,
that's
we were
how I
spilling.
Feel every time I go somewhere with you, girl.
But STK, girl, we were showing no type of class, girl. We were showing no. And they had a poppin' ass DJ. She must have been from the Bay. She was giving me major San Jose Vietnamese mafia energy. She was popping. She was beautiful. What? She was playing bomb ass music, very yay movement. And
not
STK,
the yay movement.
Girl, yeah, so she was playing.
Why not
like,
high school movement?
Anyways, so homegirl was playing the slaps, and then I was with Jessica, her friends, and myself, and girls started getting on top of each other, making out with each other. First off, the boots are completely visible, bitch. They're raised on a platform. There's glass, so you could see everything. We were spilling our fucking cocktails. Bitch, it was embarrassing. I was just waiting for a bitch to puke at the table. That's the only thing that was left.
God
it was
damn.
Bad, girl. It was, I'm like, fuck, I don't know if I could ever go back.
While this in Westwood, while me, Sean, and Frank are speed dating, just two booths over.
Imagine, oh my God. That would have been a vibe. What did you eat? Did they have their cocktails are good?
No, they did not have hors d'oeuvres for the girls. So it was fine though. I personally, I know I'm a monster when I eat. So like I did not need to be making first impressions.
True.
With fucking like a charcuterie board stuffed half in my mouth. So
yeah, STK is expensive, bitch. How much was it was speed dating?
Yeah, it was like $30. But
oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. But like we said, we'll handle that story later. Let's
That's
get back
one and
to
a half
look,
cocktails.
Girl.
That's the price of one and a half cocktails at STK, just so everyone knows.
A drink was $21. But I got a beer, which was only $9. So
work. Well, next we have Dia Betty. I think this, I mean, I love, see, I love when Dia Betty, this is how Dia Betty needs to look all the time. She looks exceptional. A bootleg version of Violet Chachki. Just kidding. Oh, just kidding. But she did remind me of Violet Chachki when she won her season. But I, maybe if she did a different hair. But, you know, other than that, Dia looks absolutely exceptional in these thigh-high pink sequin glitter boots. She has on these crazy cotton candy pink plume collar detail. And then it also has a train going down one leg. This is the most pretty fucking bodysuit you could wear. Big top hat, gorgeous. I mean, showgirl beauty. It kind of looks like she played off of the Moulin Rouge character.
A little bit, yeah, definitely with the top hat. And the
Which I thought she looked absolutely beautiful. I just hated her styling choice of it. She always wants to like Jeffree Star my space it up. But I've always said I thought Dia was really beautiful and I love her makeup skills and I like what she wears a lot. Just I don't like how she styles it. But
yeah,
anyways, gorgeous. Pump.
Yeah, it looks good. It's just it's just nothing new again, but I guess no one was really trying for anything new on this pink carpet. They were just looking to look good and she succeeded. So pumped.
Yeah, bitch. Why does it have to be? It's not, you know, there's no fucking challenge for this runway.
No, but I guess it's just, you know, you have so much time to prepare for this.
Girl, you act like it's fucking easy. Okay, let me tell you.
No, it's not easy. I know it's not easy.
But one thing that has pissed me off about you all season, let's talk about it. This is the finale. This is the finale episode.
I didn't know we were strapping in for like this today.
No, but you can tell. I mean, shit. Like, I'm sure I piss everybody off, but at least my shit is out in the open. I don't like, for one, you are a cis male. I do not like it when cis males that don't express their duality or their other gender expression as frequently as some of us do by using things that are traditionally marketed towards females, right?
Okay.
Or women, I should say.
Okay.
And so like wearing makeup, you know, expressing yourself and wearing heels in public, whatever, right? You could say that I like to dabble in that, right?
Sure. You could say, I really honestly wouldn't really say that you do that too often, but you have done it more than me for sure.
Okay, I just posted a picture of me with a full eye beat yesterday, but work. I don't do it too often. Anyways, when the fuck yesterday. Have you posted a picture of your mug?
When's the last time I posted a picture at all? Well,
fuck, bitch. T.
Continue, though. Anyways, continue, though. So cis men,
I don't like it when cis men want to give an opinion on... They had all this time to prepare, like, why couldn't they just... Bitch, resources. First girl, part, this shit is expensive. This shit is expensive. Time, resources, designers. Like, girl, it's not that easy. It's not as accessible. Mm-hmm. This is... we still have to remember... Drag is magical because it takes a classist lifestyle, essentially, and it makes it part of the fantasy of your night, you know, your for outfit, sure. your get up, for your sure. going out, your performance, like whatever. For that moment, you are part of this classist world of fashion, whatever that may be, you know, which is exactly why I don't fuck with the fashion industry. I hate it, actually. I got very burnt out by it, but I still respect, I have a different point of view and respect for the art because I know how much it takes. So I'm not as quick to say, well, she had all this time to prepare. It's not that original. Bitch. Not from you, girl. Not from your mouth. Well, I'm sorry.
I think that's valid and fair, and I don't argue that point specifically, but my counterpoint
oh,
is...
It's valid and fair, and you can't argue that point. Anyways.
I know. That's why I'm confirming. All I'm saying is that, to me, then the only thing that I could say about this look is, it's good. Next. Because that's it.
Okay, but well...
There's no other bit of embellishment...
I see your point.
...to, like, grapple with and talk about.
I see
about.
Your point.
She looks good. There's no doubt about that. And you definitely don't have to lecture me about, you know, like drag being really the reinterpretation and like turning classist hegemonic like ideas of fashion and culture and art on its head. Like, I believe me, I know this shit down. Like in the fact that I actually mourn the days of drag where drag was mostly made at home as opposed yeah. to, you know, actually being a part of true fashion. Like, I guess it's good that the girls and the dolls are getting their exposure, obviously. But now it just feels like this, the version of drag that they're doing on this runway is not that kind of drag. They're doing earnest, honest, unironic, glamour drag. And if yeah. that's the case, I just thought that with all the time to prepare, admittedly, they are very busy, that it would make sense for them to do something possibly as grand as, say, Angeria did.
She's giving glamour.
It's good glamour.
This was a filth challenge, and she gave us glamour. She's a glamour girl. She always just gives us glamour. That's all she has. She's a one-note glamour girl. Sigourney Beaver. Next. Just kidding.
Well, Sigourney probably would wear this look, actually. She'd look
Except
damn good
she'd
in
make
it, too.
It look, yeah. I was going to say, I think Sigourney would know. Okay, I get your point. You're right. Let me be fair. I get what you're saying, because Violet would have owned this a little bit more and made it a her thing, you know, yeah. an iconic thing. Sigourney would have made it a Sigourney look. You're right. This looks like maybe we don't really know Diabetti that well yet, you know, and it's not stamping her mark. I get what you're saying, and that is a very fair point, and I'm not going to argue that either. So
I love when we just come to an agreement by hearing each other out and saying, you know what, you're right.
You're glamour.
Like, the Geneva Convention, girl, like it's all up in here, like the fucking Adams for Peace. Next is Lady Camden.
Have you heard of the country Latvia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Because I met a man from there and we got into it because he goes, guess where I'm from? I said, I'm not going to play this game with you. He goes, just guess. I'll give you three tries. I said, give me a hint. He goes, Europe. I said, wow. Thank you so much, as if that wasn't obvious. And then he goes, and then I was like, what did I say? I think I said France, just
Brussels.
To be a bitch. Because, oh no, I said Belgium. I said Belgium. And then he goes, no. And then I was like, Switzerland. He goes, close. And then he goes, and then whatever. I was like, he starts laughing. He goes, fucking Americans and your trash public education system when it comes to geography. And I said, facts, bitch. Facts.
No one's arguing that point, girl. No,
not at all. Not at all. And I said, well, then I was like, so then throw me a bone because I'm not going to win this game. And he goes, I'm from Latvia. I said, what the fuck is that? And then he shows me on a map and I said, work. And I said, well, I kind of don't care where you're from. And then he goes, I said, what's your name? And then he goes, Alex, Alexander. I said, wow, you're so stereotypical. I was like, and then he goes, then he's like, he starts laughing at me. So you know how I don't know why I love being insulted by men. It's so fucked up. It's like, why do I love this abuse? And like, it makes me so interested and intrigued in the man. So he's talking shit to me. I'm talking shit to him. And it's turning me on, Avi. And
goodness.
Handsome older man. And he was like, what did he say? What? He goes, well, he thought I was white, bitch. I fooled that whore real quick. He goes, you sound like you're from the East Coast. Are you from Massachusetts? I said, bitch, East Coast. What in my voice gives East Coast?
You know what? Honestly, it's time for us to talk shit on the Latvian public education system because they clearly aren't teaching nothing about accents over there.
Girl, I said, bitch. Anyways, okay. I don't even know why the fuck we talked about that. I was just like, wait, does everybody know what Latvia is?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know it particularly well. Like, I couldn't tell you what their flag looked like or specifically where it's on in a map, but I know that it's like in like Eastern Europe.
Yeah, Northeast Europe. Anyways, next, speaking of European hoes, Lady Camden giving us a super campy, slightly kinky. I love the nod to the kink community, especially because like horseplay or whatever has been, I think I've seen a lot more of it on social media and stuff. And she has on the horse mask, this big pony, like carousel. What the fuck is the thing with the horses on and they go in circles?
That's a carousel,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Merry-go-round, a carousel.
Yes, she's giving merry-go-round, beautiful, classic, legs out, fun shoe. I love that she did this long blonde ponytail to the floor, dragging. Very fun. I wonder how many times it got stepped on. She looks great. I loved this. I thought it had a lot of cool impact. I like it. For being something costumey, I liked it a lot.
I think it's straight up silly and a little clunky, but it's supposed to be clunky. So I'm all good with it. I wonder if the wheels move. I don't remember if the wheels were moving on stage or not. They look like they don't move though, which makes me a little sad, but I guess I can't ask for a functioning carousel.
You fucking bitch. You know,
I guess she didn't have enough
whore
that time.
Fucking demanding whore.
I appreciated when she took off the horse mask. She had the, what do they call it? The thing,
horse
like
bit.
The gag thing, the horse bit. Yeah, I thought that was fun and fun. I thought it was the moment. Actually, I thought she had a great runway
reveal.
Performance reveal for us. And she really did throughout the whole night.
I'm sorry, but let's talk about it. This bitch ate.
Yeah, no, she was doing
bitch
great.
Fucking turned the fuck up. Like, her performance was super cool. Very I mean, I'm sorry, but who was gonna outperform Lady Camden? She's a professional
diva.
Fucking ballerina. Like,
yeah. I am surprised that she didn't win only because I thought that
she did give us the best performance throughout the night.
She was really serving, but I guess the moment that the crowd really lit up for was Willow Pill's face and head reveals, which was fun. It was fun. Was it like life-changingly fun?
Okay.
I don't know, but it was life-changing for Willow, so that's good.
I just realized it was the battle between Evie Oddly and fucking Brooklyn Heights all over again.
Like, it was exactly season 11, part two, the sequel. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like down to like, I think ballerina Brooklyn Heights had 3 wins and then Evie Oddly had 1 win early in the season, like Willow did. And then they're both.
And the head reveal.
Yes, the heads and the faces. Mm-hmm. Like, everything was like, it was very much like, okay, the writers clearly have started losing ideas.
But Evie Oddly, I will say, I love Brooklyn Heights and Evie. I was so happy Evie won. I thought that finale, she killed it. It was hers for the win. Everything was exceptional about on her end. Evie's a great performer. And then for this one, I was like, ooh, my girl Willow Pill. But bitch, okay, we'll talk about it next because we'll get to Willow.
Get to Willow next.
Yeah, but Camden for sure, I think, deserve. If we're really being fair on this specific episode, even with the edit, like the producers should have. I mean, I'm sure they tried hard to justify Willow Pill's performance beating Camden's, and I'm sorry, but it didn't.
Well, I just don't feel like Camden had any like story momentum going into the finale in that right. murder. And I don't know if the people have embraced her. Obviously, Willow Pill's always been the darling of the season. So,
do you think if Lady Camden came out as trans at the reunion, then she would have probably won?
Oh, that's a dark question. I don't think so. I'm joking.
I'm joking. Just because you're like, oh, like, you know, because then it's like Willow Pill, another layer coming out
for
as trans,
sure,
like, you know,
for sure.
So,
I think that I was very pleased with the top two.
Same. Next, we have Willow Pill. She said post-apocalyptic showgirl. I don't like this. I didn't like it. Everybody was kind of underwhelmed when she came out on stage with all the other winners' looks. I felt like this was the weakest, or the other finalists. Yeah, I thought it was the weakest. I do like the color choices. Yeah, I just didn't really care for it. What I really don't like is how much of her actual face is covered.
With the Electra mask,
mm-hmm.
the Scarlet Witch to do. It's an interesting look. I don't really understand the sword on her arm or the scythe or the
She made some anime thing. References. She made some dark anime references.
I feel that,
in her Instagram
sense.
Post.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. I can see that, definitely. But even still, I think, you know what I hate the most about this look is the length of the skirt. How do you feel about that?
It doesn't bother me because it kind of looks like it's like a, it kind of looks like almost like a belt detail on the thigh, like a loop, like a belt loop that it went mm-hmm. through, like a cincher
like a picture
or something.
Frame.
Yeah, it's, I actually don't mind it. It kind of reminds me of like early 2000s.
It does. And she already has been giving that since she walked mm-hmm. in the room. I don't love it. I don't know. It's just I don't like any look she did.
She didn't do any super fierce look. Like, okay, you guys, what the fuck was the point of her little Babadook situation?
To look cute.
Bitch, it wasn't cute.
When they did the reveal and she was just a little purse underneath it, I was like, eh. You know what I actually got from that look, though, was from there was this episode of the Rugrats where they all, like, in their mind grow up and then go to work. And they're all, like, mm-hmm. in suits like that, but they still have mm-hmm. their baby heads. That's what it reminded me of.
That's funny. I could see that. I could see that. I was not a fan of her performance look. I was like, okay, maybe if she revealed something really rad. She didn't. It was
just a little purse.
Her reveals were kind of boring. I was very disappointed. And it's sad because I really wanted her to win, but I got to keep it real with my doll. You really didn't. It really wasn't. I mean, technically, I guess it was your night, but...
It was. Let the girls be happy. I feel like everyone's happy. No one seems upset except you.
No, I'm happy she won, but I just feel like I've seen her perform in person multiple times, and she's really a great performer, and this was just not her strongest performance, and it just didn't justify her win to me, so that's what made me kind of disappointed, but she still was my favorite queen of the season, probably, other than Carrie Colby, obvi.
That's all you have for Georges?
Oh, I love Georges too, obvi. Yeah, yeah.
Helotus that.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I just like, girl, what's the point of wearing this costume? It was impactful, but then you like reveal into something that's just whatever. And then your next reveal was whatever. And I'm like, that wasn't that cool. It wasn't lending herself to the performance. It didn't make sense for the song. I didn't get it. It just seemed like a gag to do a gag. And if you have to depend on shticks and shit like that, Maybe you're just not that girl. So
damn. Okay, so this non-performing stage asshole over here is letting the performers know how to do their job.
I've performed on stages, baby.
High school dance is not performing on stage.
We competed. We've won trophies. HYLC, bitch. Lip sync competition, bitch.
It's
this is
not,
why I love drag
not
so
the Hispanic
much.
Youth Leadership Commission. Y'all better sit your asses down. I am slayed. Oh my
not
God.
Not commission, bitch, council.
Oh, is it council? Whatever.
Hispanic Leadership Council. We were the Hispanic Youth Leadership Council, bitch. And guess what? What? I will never forgive our fucking high school principal for being a shit fucking lip syncer, because her husband, the principal of the other fucking high school that always won first place, they won all the big scholarship money funds, and we always lost to them. And I was like, how the fuck are you going to let your fucking white ass husband outdo you right now, girl?
I didn't even know that that was, all of that was a thing.
Yeah,
so see, girl, I mean, I was pulling your leg anyway, but work.
Girl, this is, you know, it's making me realize what maybe why I love Drag Race so much, because, and drag in general, because I've been watching lip sync competitions since I was a child. My dad would judge them, and because my dad was in Hispanic Leadership Council, and I grew up, my sister and I grew up going with him to see these crazy, elaborate, fun performances. And then when I found out when I was a freshman at our high school, and the old advisor of the club told me, yeah, we were the first ones that actually made costumes, had backup dancers, used the students to be dancers. We had the backdrops. We were the first ones to do costume changes. I was like, what? So this was my world, because, you know, where we're from, there was nothing to do. I was just a bored kid with a big personality and a small
pond.
It was that or the mall, and I ended up working at the mall, you know? So it's just like, that's literally...
Bitch, and Sunglass Hut misses you dearly, I gotta say.
Sunglass Hut, Guess, Express, BB, where else did I work at the mall?
Damn, I didn't even know you worked at all those places. Mm-hmm. I was upstairs, you know where I was at.
Girl, she was at the...
filming my documentary.
She was Abercrombie and Fitching It Up, honey, with all the popular preppy bitches. Was she not?
Let's talk about a wonderful Abercrombie and Fitch look that Simone wore for us.
And I loved it, bitch. I was here for it. I said this bitch got nerve. Well, first, let's talk about her her carpet look was beautiful. It reminded me of Valentino. And you know what I really love about the look? She's not relying on stones. She's not relying on sequin. She's not relying. I love a queen that can do a look and not reveal. Like, you shouldn't have to depend on that shit. On embellishments. This bitch wore a fucking proper fucking gown. Looks like a red cloud. Gorgeous. Beautiful. The hair, the crown, everything. Exceptional. Her carpet look. And then her big look at the end. Oh, God, I love it. I love those jeans, bitch. That fucking little crop top. So understated. So just beautiful. The hair. Ugh, gorgeous.
The wet t-shirt effect is really cool. I think I was wrong about this, but when she walked out, I thought she was doing another recreation of a RuPaul look.
Me too. From,
like, the old supermodel of the world days. I don't have a specific reference point though, and I don't think that's the case, but maybe that's, Simone's been doing that so frequently over the course of her reign that, like, now maybe I assume that everything she does is a RuPaul reference one way or another. But regardless, I like Simone, and I thought that it was really ballsy to come out in a look that is
in denim,
in streetwear, basically. And it looks great.
It's very current too. You know, it gave me Bia vibes, like fucking pull up to the bodega with all my jewelry on, you know.
Absolutely,
it's like,
absolutely.
I fucking love it. I mean,
the wig, like, is so damn sick too. Like,
this bitch just kills it. The House of Avalon, like Gigi Good, her Marco Monroe, all of them. They're just like, they kill it. They kill it with the references that Grant Vanderbilt pulls from all the time. And I mean, they're just geniuses. And I really respect young talent like them.
That little house of little kids. They're just out there running around doing good work.
Yes, little Miss Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Who would have known that all that talent and creativity came from Arkansas?
Yeah, isn't Matty Morphosis from there?
Denver, I think.
No. Willow Pill was from Denver. Not that two queens can't be from the same city.
Girl,
but
I have no idea where these.
I'm pretty sure.
No, yeah, no. Because Dia Betty and Matty Morphosis are from the same area, I think. Where's Dia from?
Well, she was from Springfield, Missouri, correct? Because that's where Crystal was from.
Oh, I don't know then. Well,
that's
then,
how
whatever.
I triangulate it all. The point is, they're in the Midwest area, which I don't know if that's like actually close, but the girls there don't mind a 10-hour drive because that's what you got to do to see other people. So
crazy.
It's the truth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was it for today's episode. This is the longest episode we've recorded. I'm actually going to keep pretty much everything in it because I think bitch was entertaining, mama.
Wait, well, actually, we should... really quickly debrief about one of the looks we didn't talk about that I thought was really, really hypnotizing and effective.
RuPaul.
I think most people agreed. No, RuPaul was there in a rectangular gown and she looked fine.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I don't know if I really loved RuPaul's look. And I thought she looked so awkwardly cemented for the majority of the show. It was weird.
That bitch was rooted into the ground and she would not allow us to see any side of her face.
No.
I hated how the girls were trying their hardest to speak to RuPaul and RuPaul was just looking forward the whole time. Like, I understand that that's what Ru has to do, and I understand that that's
why. Why does she have to do that?
Because her makeup is made for a very specific angle. And the angle that matters most is the camera. She's the hostess who needs to look straight on at the camera the whole time. And it would not be a particularly good view for the viewers to see, like, sort of half and half, if that makes sense. They've done it on previous seasons where Ru is actually looking a little bit more at the girls, but more often than not, Ru does not look anywhere near them. You'll even notice when Ru does his hello, 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 and then stands off to the side and explains the challenge, sometimes he won't be looking at the girls at all, but the girls will be looking at him. It's just a common thing
in
hosting framing. And it just sort of continually reminds us that RuPaul's like TV executive first, drag queens kind of second. If that makes sense.
No, yeah, I get what you're saying.
But I was actually talking about being a little bit hypnotized by Dia Betty's dragonfly look. I thought that it was just really cool and effective and a really fun performance moment.
Super sick. Who did the one with the teeth?
Teeth?
Was it Bosco? Was it Bosco that had like the teeth revealed? They like revealed
the mouth. Yes. Yeah.
That was really cool too.
I thought it was cool, but I didn't really fully understand it, I guess. But I thought it was fun. At that point, I was kind of like, my beer was empty, and I was like, maybe I should go to the bar and get another. And I think that's probably what I did. Maybe that's why I don't remember the teeth as well.
Work, bitch. Well, anything else, Robbie? I'm so happy to put this season behind us. Not gonna lie.
I know that you feel that way.
I'm so ready for All Star 7, bitch. Let's record an episode next week because we are committed to the weekly get up and we will fucking do an episode on their promo looks or something.
Okay, party. Well, I'll be at a wedding next Saturday.
For All Star 7. Well, during the week.
I guess we can do it literally whenever we want. So.
Yeah.
Oh, freedom, girl. It's it.
So who do you think is going to co-host with Miss Joe Batanz?
Oh, is that the new question, the rumor,
for
the curiosity? For
All Star 7, who's gonna replace Taylor the Latte Boy?
I know.
Christian the Cold Brew Bitch?
I would be surprised.
Why would you be surprised?
Because why would Joe have you do two shows a week? Especially when Joe's always warning you about making sure that you don't...
Burn myself out.
Yeah. Which is why we're not even doing España looks, which arguably are much more intricate and detailed and gorgeous and incredible than a lot of what we've seen on this American season. But that's
very
that's a common opinion, so.
Very that. All right, doll. Well, I have to take a dump. I've been holding it in.
Yeah, me too.
And I love you lots. Everyone, follow me at @Hella_Christian. Please rate the show 5 stars if you want to give it a share your rating. Just privately DM me with your shitty rating, and I would gladly not give a fuck. But please rate the show 5 stars. Subscribe, share it with friends, family. If you loved it, please let us know what you loved about it. Robert, when you finally get the fuck back on Instagram.
Well, yeah, I was going to actually say... Why don't you look up RAWB54 on Instagram right now and tell me what you see, bitch?
Oh, are you on, bitch? Is this the reveal, honey?
I mean, I put it on yesterday. Girl, take a gander. You better click away.
The bitch is back, honey, and she is still giving spam, and she is still giving
spam. Well, I didn't say that I posted millions of pictures. I did post a story, though, so now you can't say
okay, where was this? That looks cool.
It was at Precinct, girl. I told you, that's where
I was at. Why did it look actually cute in there for once?
Because it's popping.
All right, girl. Well,
popping.
I'm squirming in my fucking chair because I have to take this shit so bad. I love you so much.
Love you too, girl. What a good season.
Enjoy your night. Hit me up when you're done with your dinner.
Oh, yeah. I we'll see what the afters is.
Yeah, let's hang out.
Bye.
I'll speed tonight. I forgot.
I don't know. Let's go to the bathroom. I can't take this anymore.
Love you, girl. Bye. We're literally squirming, trying to take a shit, bitch. I'm literally about to shit myself. I love you. I'm keeping this in the episode. Bitch,
turn the mic off.